Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Jen Grant on the line, and she's CEO over at Appify. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here.
All right, Jen, so excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about building your first app. So, a lot of people on this call right now and on this podcast that maybe they're thinking about an app, they want to do one, maybe their business could benefit from an app right now, but they just don't know where to start. So we're going to get into all those topics. But before we do, let's go a little bit further in your background. So how did you get started really in this field of technology?
Yeah, so I actually was the CMO of a company called Box, which is quite big now, content management and file sharing, and really fell in love with technology, fell in love with helping people be more efficient. And then, you know, that was a wonderful wild ride to an IPO. And then later I was at a company called Looker. And again, that same theme of helping people use data and really learn what's going on in their business. And Looker was another wild ride that we were eventually acquired by Google. And I really was looking for a company that, you know, has that same idea that you can really help people be more efficient, increase productivity, and, you know, in general, make people's lives easier when they're at work.
No, I love it. I think it's a great story, and I think it's a great transition, too. So let's just dive right into Appify. So tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, so the first way to think about it that I think is really helpful is to remember a time before Wix and before Squarespace, when you had to build a website, you had to code, and it took time, and you had to hire someone who was a specialist at it, and then, of course, along came Squarespace, and anybody can build a website fairly easily all on their own, and that's what we're really doing for business apps. So we have a platform. You don't need to be a coder. You can very easily take any business process that, you know, maybe you're using paper, maybe you're using Excel. It's usually not something that you want to spend a lot of time doing because it's not really the love that you started your job for. It's really the administrative work. And you can take that process and you can create an app. And that's what Appify is all about.
That's awesome. And so let's just dive right in. So building your first app. So there's some people have that hesitation. So they're thinking like, you know, is an app right for me? Is it right for my business? Like, how would I benefit? Like, I mean, where do you want to start? Like, how does this process work overall?
Got it. And, you know, I think the first thing that's important to do is really think about what is the business process that you're trying to improve that you would like to perhaps put in a mobile app and make things better. So some examples from customers that we have today is we had one company that decided to give everyone in the company a lead capture app. So when they were out on the street at any time, they could take a picture of they are actually a field service customer. So they would look at a truck and say, oh, that's a plumber who's helping this person with their plumbing. I'm going to take a picture and tell my sales reps, they should talk to those guys and sell them our product. So that's one example of an app. We also have apps that are what you would call a work order type app. So if I'm a field technician and I go out to a customer and I fix a piece of machinery, and in the case of Appify, we have, you know, medical technology, we have commercial food equipment, any activity like that where you go into the customer site and you fix their machine And you need to track all the information. You need to say, yes, I fixed it. I wore my PPE properly. And the customer signed off on the work that I did. And that all, once you decide what the process is, whether it's a lead capture app that's quite simple or a complex app where you're visiting a customer site, you write that whole process down so that you know exactly what you want. And then Appify makes it very easy at that point to create the app that does exactly what you want it to do. If you need to pull customer information and you need to update it, and then you need to save it, or you need to get a signature, or you need to take a picture, all of those are components in Appify that you can drag and drop and create as a part of your mobile app. And that's really as simple as it is.
Can you give us some, and thank you for sharing that, and I want to go further with the types of businesses and or industries that you've seen benefit from this. So you mentioned, you know, some of the service businesses, and I think those were great examples. Can you give us more examples of just industries and things that you've come across in your career? And they don't have to be specific companies, but just to, I want to get our audience out there thinking about how this could possibly apply to their business. So that, because sometimes we listen to these and we're like, oh, that's great for them, but I don't have my people out there taking a picture and sending a lead in. So I want them to think a little bit more out the box than the couple examples you gave that are, by the way, great examples. So tell us a little more about industries and things like that.
Yeah. So start by thinking about any process that you have where you are outside with your phone. So another example would be in sales. So if you're visiting a customer site, and you want to be able to, you know, you're visiting a prospect and you want to be able to pull up all the information about that customer. You want to have it all in the palm of your hand before you walk in and, you know, you look intelligent because you know the last time you looked at your stuff, you know what white paper they downloaded, you know the kind of things they're interested in. And in addition to that, when you're sitting there talking to the customer, you could actually put in all the information and generate a custom quote. So an actual quote for their business that would show up in their email, in their inbox within minutes, all from your tablet or your phone. So that's another example, you know, in kind of a sales context where you can really speed up getting that bid for the project or the quote for the work to the customers as fast as possible, which of course will help you win the business. So that's another example. I think we have a couple of companies that they think about it from an invoicing standpoint. So when they finish, whether it's a construction company that is doing, building or doing work for either a residential or commercial person, they can very quickly send that invoice because they can put all the information. The work is done. The customer signed off. These are the parts we had to buy. This is the information around how many hours we spent. And you can click an invoice. And we had one customer that took them 15 days to invoice their customers, and they can now do it in 5 minutes. So any of those processes that take time, that maybe slow down your business, and maybe you would make more revenue, or you would get your cash faster if you could speed up that administrative work. Those are the kind of things where we're building an app and where Appify can be very helpful.
That's awesome. And let's talk about size of company. So meaning, is this an enterprise solution? Is this appropriate for small businesses? I mean, who's typically a good fit to work with Appify?
Yeah, so we certainly have customers of all sizes. But what we're really seeing is the sort of small and mid-sized businesses are the ones that are really benefiting. Certainly enterprises could use Appify, but they typically have a lot of software. They have developers who can build whatever they need built. This is really for those folks that they don't have the time to go hire some sort of engineer to build them an app that then they have to maintain and update and, you know, keep up to the latest iOS over time. And that's really where our sweet spot is. So companies that might have, you know, 200 employees, or we have plenty of companies that have 20 employees. And I think that's really where we can do a lot to help people be more efficient and more productive. And you generally make everyone's lives better because it reduces those administrative tasks that you have to do.
Fantastic. So, Jen, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about Appify or to connect with your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is to go to appify.com. And if you want to see a demo and learn more, you can go to appify.com/demo. Of course, anyone can follow me on Twitter at realjengrant on Twitter. But certainly appify.com is the easiest place to get more information about how you can start building your app and what kind of apps, give people inspiration on what kind of apps to build.
Perfect. And let me just make sure I have that right. All right. So your Twitter handle at RealJenGrant.
Yeah.
Got that. I just gave you a follow. Everybody definitely go out there and check out Jen. Jen Grant at RealJenGrant. Awesome stuff there. Well, hey, Jen, just want to say thank you again for coming on the show today. It's been great having you on as a guest. And I look forward to seeing more out of you and Appify in the coming year. So great stuff here. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Jen, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.